5 or 6 years ago. Now, I can go on telling different things what had happened in Mississippi. I'm at it for hours and hours, but this is one or two of the things, you know, I'm making mention of. I hear a little place they call Gisbert, about 8 miles from here, in 61. Negro was killed there. Drugs. And castaways. Now, after the Negro was drugged, or killed, and was castaways, and his belongings was laid on a piece of pasteboard, right by his body, saying that these belongings was for sale 10 cents per pound. Now these things don't seem true, but that's absolutely some of the things that goes on in Mississippi. I thank you. Thank you.
These are excerpts from a speech by Smiley Prof, P-R-O-F-F, from Liberty, Mississippi, at a mass meeting in January 1966. This was taped by Mr. E.W. Steptoe.
Men say to learn us something, how to conduct our lives. That's how it is taken in consideration. And listen to these people. And come to these people. And let them learn us something. And when he learned it to us, let's try to observe it and put it to use. You even scared to go ready. To go. My neighbor teach up there in that school. I've been talking. They scared to go ready. To go. And these people come down here for this purpose. We never have had this opportunity before. I'm going to say this in my conclusion. Let's come to these meetings, and after coming to these meetings of beforehand, go ahead. You can't say you're the United States citizen until you do. You're not counted as a United States citizen by the Constitution. A very Constitution is made up by them. We didn't make it up. And then he allowed us in that chance. See what I mean? And that's what you've got to try to gain. Your freedom. And your citizenship. And if you don't want it, why, then stay home and die the dog.
Very good.
Y'all hear them here. You either go up in there and stay home and die or die. Either go up in there and, you know, be able to catch your vote or die and leave it all.
As I start to say a lot about the war in Vietnam.
Okay.
Now we are having a war here in America. It's just we need soldiers here in America just as bad as we do in Vietnam. We are fighting for our freedom right here in America. And we've got soldiers in Vietnam. Most people are fighting for the same thing. And that's, you know, last thing I say is it don't make sense to our be in Vietnam. We have people in Vietnam, dying in Vietnam. And we citizens here of this state, and we are dying.
Yeah.
And we haven't just stopped. We've been dying for years. It's because, you know, our own people are killing because we want our freedom. And that's why it looks so bad on your leaders. Now you are supposed to be here. dies because she wants
to be a citizen.
And, but now, listen, let me tell you, do you know who did it? We are looking at a number of citizens here in this, even in this town, because they wanted to be citizens. They wanted their freedom. They were killed because they wanted to be free people. Right here in America. But regardless to all that, those people who did this, what have they accomplished? What have they accomplished? They haven't accomplished anything. But you people who didn't use violence against violence, what have you accomplished? Can you see the progress you're making? If you had picked up arms like they did, and went out to fight like they did, went out to murder like they did, you wouldn't accomplish anything. You wouldn't have been where you are tonight. I think every person in this building, because I know practically every person here, every person here is ready to vote. But if you had picked up arms, you see, and went out to fight, defend your rights, you wouldn't have been a registered voter tonight. But still, but that's the chance the Negro people have in America, you see. But still, on the other hand, you can send troops in Vietnam, you see. You send people down there to defend that country. But we can't send America, our home. Now, we're asking people to go up, you know, and pay the poll tax so they'll be able to vote in this coming election, which will be held late spring. Now, the reason we're doing this, although, you know, I have a suit in federal court, about his poll tax. But we don't know what's going to be the outcome before this election. So we don't know whether it'll be knocked out or whether it won't before this coming election. You know, they say the federal government, they don't act, you know, today, neither tomorrow, they take some time. But we're quite sure that it will be abolished, the poll tax will be abolished. Maybe I should go up, you know, and get the poll tax to speak. And don't be afraid. If you drafted to go to go over in Vietnam, if you drafted to go down there, you're going to go. You're not going to ask no questions. You're just going to volunteer and go right ahead. You say, oh. But now, we're asking you to go up and pay the poll tax. There's nobody not going, I'm not supposed to bother. Nobody is supposed to say anything to you because you're going to be a citizen. You're not going to do this because we defend the South Vietnam because they want to be citizens. They want to be recognized. Although we're skipping our own country. You know, we're coming over down there doing this. The reason I do remember here, maybe 100 years, it's not been 100 years. I said by 80 years, 85 years, 6 years ago, you were ready. You were able to cast your vote. But what happened, you know, even since that time? At that time, my parents and my great grandparents and your great grandparents were ready to vote. But they were at a certain length of time, you know, they cast their vote. Wasn't able to hold the ballot. They didn't have strong enough people to do this. This was after But today, we do have people to hold, I mean, to stand up and know how, and know what steps to take to hold that. It's just important that you hold it what you get. It is a gift. What I'm saying, it don't make sense to get anything if you're not going to hold it. Now they were barred from the pole. They were met on the road going to cast the road. In that shotgun, you know, and that's in the time around. Right. This was 86, 87 years ago. They were turned into the pole. They went on back home and forgot about it. They didn't try to recruit themselves. They didn't pick up arms, you know, and go out with fire or nothing like that. They just obeyed orders and went back and forgot about it. Okay, but today, now what I'm saying, we are the new Negro. And our parents didn't have the chance, the opportunity of pulling off, you know, their old shoes and stepping up, you know, are putting off the old clothes. But you can say since 65, during 65, you had a chance to step up one step. At the beginning of 65, there wasn't a person in this building was alert to go. But today, every person in your practice is alert to go. Now that's your first step. Now this is a new year. That was 65. Now this is a new year. In 66. Okay, now you're supposed to change shoes, you see, again. And step up another step. Now you have lots in store for you if you keep stepping up. But if you fail this step, step up. It's up to you people, up to us, you know, to make these steps. Every time you step up and accomplish something, you preserve that. You know what I mean by preserve? You hold to that, you keep that. Now we know we have a lot of people in this kind that hasn't read it. And it's our responsibility, you know, duty to go to these people and get them to get the name on the register book. And we got lots of people who haven't went up and paid the poll tax, you know, this year. And it's our duty to ask these people to go up and do this. Now, if there were a time that the Negro people, I mean the civilized Negro people, you know you have Negroes that are not civilized. Now, what I'm saying about the Negro not civilized, it's the Yucatan Negro. Now, I think little of any Negro will come in this meeting or any other meeting, you know, and sit down and get your secret. And carry that and give it to his enemy. Not so much of my enemy, neither too. It's my enemy and most of his enemy. He carried that and give it to his enemy. That is that he gives it to my enemy. Now, you know, that's a very poor Negro in the duty type of thing. Although we have. And you know, you're scared to talk to him, you're scared to tell him what's what. But what's so hurting is not so much that he can do you, that's not so much that he can hurt you in the way of talk. But in the way of doing, you see, that way he can hurt you. He can be pointed by the other people to some position, you know, that he can hold, that he can do your world a harm. We have him right here in this town. We have him on the FHA. We have him on his private patrol. Now, that's where these type of people can do their most harm to you. They can keep you down by doing that. Now, here's the first thing they're going to do to you, to your faith. Probably they won't talk to you, you know, about the problem. They're not going to make it a problem to you. But here's what they're going to do to you. They're going to disencourage you, you see, and show you the place where if you wasn't trying to be a free person, you would get this or you would get that. But that's not the story. Regardless to what he show you and tell you that you're not going to get, the thing you do, you just watch him and see what is he getting beside of being an Uncle Tom. Now these Uncle Toms don't have no solid foundation they're standing on. But you try to work where you have a solid foundation. Because once when you get up and when you get the ballot in your hand throughout, these people are going to move this Uncle Tom, you see. That's why he's not standing on solid ground. But at the present, you know, but he don't know the difference. But at the present, he are standing on solid ground. You know, at the present, he are standing on ground. It's not solid, he's standing on ground. Now, the reason I'm saying his ground not solid, when you get the ballot in your hand, you're going to cast your vote. Maybe you have some person that you're going to run for candidate. And all to get your ballot, your vote, he's going to come to you and promise you this. But now, when these people start coming to you, promising you this thing and promising you that, the first thing you think about how you've been treated. The second thing you think about how many of your friends, how many of your co-relations have been killed. Now, it can come a time we people to stop, we're going to stop moving the devil around. Stop saying things and throwing our hands up behind our feet. Right. It's time for us to stand up and let these people know what we want and tell them what we want. We don't want no person representing us who has carried out these type of vows because they don't mean you no good. And they will do the same thing again. I said the Negro step up and make another step. Now this is, last year was 65, and this is 66. Now we're supposed to step up from where we are. We're supposed to move up another step. We're supposed to pull off 65 shoes and get on and put on some 66 shoes and make another step. And during this, you may think that you may die yourself, you may think you're creating enemies. Keep me afraid of that now. You're creating enemies among your white people. But the more you do for yourself, the more you stand up for yourself, the better respect you will get from them.
Right.
Now, we have the other tongue. They know that they are the other tongue. But deep in their heart, they say, that's a still, Negro. He defeated his own people. And you know, we don't want him with us. Well, now, where are this person going to go? When the thing, the ball get to roll. Now it's no definite, it's no question about it. It's going to roll.
Yeah.
And when it get to roll, and you see, now where are this person going to go and stand? He have did other things to defeat you. Now these other people not going to recognize him because they know he's not dependable. They know he's not trustable. Now he had no place to go. Oh yeah. You know, I did a talking to some things that I have in my mind. I want to make mention of before I forget it. Okay, now the statewide meeting. Just simply switch off just like that. You know, something else. But when I have things on my mind, I got to do this. Now we had a statewide meeting. This meeting was supposed to be in Fayette County, Mississippi. And I know I have a lot of people here that was in Jackson when this was announced. And the lady got up and said she wanted it in her time. But since that time, they got a call and they wanted to know, otherwise they said that the meeting wouldn't be held in this town. I don't know what happened. And they wanted to know, where were we going to hold in this? Where were we going to hold this district meeting? Did we want it here? Could we hold it here? And I told them here. We would hold it there. I mean, the next district meeting would be Sunday. The fifth Sunday, that's the fair. We would hold it in Midtown. Now, and holding this meeting, I mean, in questioning and talking about this meeting, people at Jackson wanted to know, could we hold it over at Mount Pleasant, because a lot of the people in Jackson and Vicksburg didn't know where this church is. And they said that would be more convenient for them because they know where it is. I tried to explain to them about this church, but they seemed like they'd rather it be here where they know how to get to it. You see, they went to different meetings there. And now this is the report I got. You know, if any change be made, it's got to come from Jackson. Well, this comes from Jackson. That the meeting would be held in Mount Pleasant Church next Sunday. And we want all you people to come out. We want all of you to be there. Now, this is a type of meeting you've never been in before. That's why I'm saying that we pull off our 65 shoes and put on our 66 shoes, and step up a step. Now, this is a type of meeting you've never been in before. Never been held in this county before. You will have a chance to elect a stay in and listen at you. Otherwise, we have did this. We have elect a candidate for Congress. Now, he will be coming down Sunday to talk to you people, to we people, and expecting you to support it. Now, we don't want this to come out like the ASC elections. I have to say this. Now, if this come out like the ASC election, you know, we had people to vote for the other people, and then they're going to vote for their own people. Now, if this come out like the ASC election, I don't know. Seems like to me we just want to stick our sword up in the sand and call a deal. It's just so far, just so much we can do. It is left up to the county people to do the rest. I can only cast my vote, but you got to cast your vote. And if you don't cast it in the right direction, you will defeat your own self. This meeting will open at 11 o'clock. Now, they want one or two people to have, you know, a little poem or something to say. Young people, you know, old people. It would be very nice if old people would have something to say, because it's quite natural, you know, it's natural for young people to take pride or take hope. But the old people, you know, now we don't have no old people. I'm about to overplay, I mean this time. What's it called? Everybody always do old people now. And I have something to say. Now this is, you all need. Now this is not a mid-kind meeting. This is eight kinders that's coming together. You see, at this meeting. This is a district meeting. This is eight kinders coming together. You would have people from Jackson, Vicksburg, Natchez, all these places, you see. And now, anybody want to ask any questions on this before I leave that? About this meeting or whatnot? Reverend Kane, Ed Kane, who we made choice of for our representative. Now, he is a white person. He was born and raised in Mississippi. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? I know it sounds terrible to you. But let me say this. Okay. Excuse me. He is one that's out of the whole state of Mississippi. You know, Mississippi has 82 kinds. And he is the only person in a big time, only white person in a big time, that has showed himself and proved himself just like I. He went to the convention, he was a delegate, just like I was. And I put my trust in him just like I would in myself or in you all. And you can go to sleep. You don't have to worry about him running your home. Or you don't have to worry about him, you know, sticking up, shooting you in the back or something like that. You can go home and go to bed and go to sleep. On that. Now, I said, if any questions on this meeting, convention meeting, if not, maybe somebody has something they want to ask about this convention. Well, that's very good. I mean, we do want you to put on like this, Miss Pittman said, just 66 feet. That means, if the people say, I got on my traveling shoes, you know, well, we want you to put on your shoes and make another step. You made one step. Now, that was the greatest step of all. it is great of all, but you do have some more important steps that you must make before you can reach your goal. Now, we have a goal that we're going to, regardless whether you go or whether you fall out, we're going. And we're determined to reach this goal, and we must reach it. And if you plan the goal, if you plan to reach this goal, just continue on, keeping on as you are doing. Now, I told you about the meeting at Mount Pierre. And I don't know what else. I had something else on my mind that was important that I was going to mention too. But I can't think right now what it is. Now, okay.
Or what don't you let it happen? Okay.
One word out of my mind I want to say. When you mentioned to him about the poll tax, maybe somebody might just get quit. And so I'm sure that someone did. Now the other people, you just think to tell them about they got to go out and be a guest.
That's right, that's right. I said, you know, that's one of the things I forgot.
All the people over 65 years old. Just that part that you got to go down and be accepted is all us got to go down and pay our poll tax, who haven't been. And we got one more week to do four of us. Go down and pay your poll tax, and all the people over 65 got one more week to go down and be accepted.
Yeah, I just want to thank all those CDP that are clear. Let them know they got to pay their poll. They got just this week to pay for
poll tax. That's right.
Let's come back and hold.
That's good. Just as we can be exempt, that's right. Now, I think you got to, from what I can see on these scripts, you got to go every year. From what I can see on this script, now, I'm not definite of this, but you do go down and see. Ring up saying this. Okay.
I was looking at a script for man, and it only said for 66.
66, right. That's right. That's what I'm saying there. That's right. Now, you go back. Now, listen. As a deacon of time mentioned. Okay, now, if you're 63, if you're 62, you go up and ask for an exemption. If you're 63, if you're 62, and ask for exemption. And if they don't give it to you, you see, me now, you go up and ask for exemption. And if they don't give it to you, you meet the next meeting. Now, see, you know what I'm saying is, now whatever you do, whatever you're entitled to, and you be denied of it, you should write it up. If you done made 60, over 60, you go up and ask for exemption. If you over 60, and I'm quite sure you won't have any trouble. If you haven't already, if you see anybody having already, you know, if you run across anybody, encourage them to go up. That's greater than a fall. Don't have you have anything you want to do?
This chairman and to the congregation, I'm very happy to be present tonight. I was a little late, and I didn't know where to catch on at. But I still did, you were still keeping up in a good way. I had some motherly business and faced by and told me the day. But I would agree with the chairman and all of the fools. Our point speakers that we're climbing up. I feel that we're progress. I said the other day I faced by my son over there. I saw my name and others on the paper, but everything was cut off. That's all right, I feel the same, because somebody thought that we was cutting the name off. And let go of the product. I don't know what it meant, I don't know what the idea was, what it meant, cut me off, or what. But if I get cut off to help these young people, I wanted to be cut off. I don't want them to come through the scrubs, through the swamp, like I come.
Amen.
I think every Negro in the southern part of the state of Mississippi, especially in the mid-county, to look out for your generation that's coming on behind you. I said a few nights ago, and I'm still saying, and I hate to repeat, but I must repeat because my mind leads me in that way.
I'm telling you, learn to keep your girl. After the French high school, I see white folks kicking. And I see a saint washing dishes. Before this day, you're not doing anything. You're not getting anywhere. You allow your child to be in the snow. If you allow me to say it, let me say it flat. So you understand. It won't be too many mixed races if you quit that. They're all be Negroes. I guess the synopsis of some things that are going on in the district where I live. A man got two young ladies, one 20 years old, and the other was around 18. Milking in a white man's barn for 4 bits a day, or for 4 bits of milk. And then if you say anything about it, they're ready to hang you up. Well, yeah, but I say, well, they hang the man. The children's dad will do it. That's the one ought to be a boss. Because time's not for this. That sounded all right 100 years ago when a man could walk through your gate and say what you're busting. But you can tell him now what you must not do. I sit up, I don't know the law that I get. And a group of men a few days ago, I worked out there a little while, and I was asking who voted. Nobody had voted but two men. And the next Tuesday, I got my check, and it didn't feed me no more. Well, you know what that sounds to me? Yeah. Like it's going to rattle the drop back before you go home when you give it a check. Because I didn't have no business out there to pray for it. I said a few days ago that this is a freedom war. And you're going to have a hug and grieve the white man that's in your cot. You see how everyone except you get. You say it when you say it out there that you can't stand for your cot, that's part of the county committee. You see that? You know, it wasn't me. It wasn't Brother Thompson, it's that white man. I didn't tell you you wouldn't go get for 21 cents a pound. That white man said it. He didn't know nothing you could do about it. Now the Negro and the Pike County, so loud that kind of practice. And when we couldn't sell on it to the in the mid-county. And wasn't nobody in the mid-county even a bond. Nobody found him a Negro. I wasn't able to buy none. I wanted to get rid of mine. And you don't make me believe. I got it out of some of them. I'm not going to questionate me. You don't make me believe that the Negro didn't have to put those white folks in office and offer 8%. Yeah, what it happened. When you're blind in the scene, when you don't see a man's handwriting, when you don't see his name, and you put on a black envelope, you don't know who voted. And I believe he done wrong if he told him that, too. And give me advantage. If you had told him that no who voted, he might have voted different from that. And the thing about those girls milking and the milk mama fits in some milk. That same white man, they go out from one area, but they run off. Went in Louisiana, down that six rock where they're buried. And he asked me one day, the preacher, I want to get you to do me a favor. I think I told y'all this one before. Called a man's wife, old Georgia, said, he wants me to go down there and get the girl. They've been away from this last Tuesday. They haven't gotten back. That was Saturday. And I tell you what you want. You won't give me nothing, but I'm not going. Number one, the sick one. Number two, they have the dead.
you're not interested in coming back here either.
Well, I have my own business.
Do you know the most important thing for you
and I?
The boys, all right, you take care of them. But those girls you've got is the most important thing in your life. And you've got to help to protect your girls.
Amen. Because he don't care no more about them than he do you.
You see? And he'll spoil that character, he'll spoil that festival, just like he would anybody else. I remember in 1934, let me repeat. I bet you should know this too. Might sound a little foolish, but it's right. That was a white man's sweetheart with a Negro girl out of college. And Dr. Russell. Okay, just stop on the river. And her brother hurt about it. And one night he got in some buckshot. And she didn't hold up the courage back while the white man shoot her brother's brains out while they down. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get you receptive of the goal. Violence will come to you by your own people. And why don't you get up and do something? You have to step up enough. Why don't you step up enough? Why don't you put on a 1966 suit and be a man? And I'll tell you a good way to do it. Don't be a coward. When you meet a man on the street, you act like a coward. I know it hurts a lot, but I did it. You know how to do that. Sometimes you can make a man do something that he'll have respect for. And let me tell you something else, and then I'll tell you. When you have respect, you carry yourself respectfully. If y'all don't speak with them old run-down shoes on, with the food all right. I said when I was making my last application for my house, and I went up there all dressed up. So the committee said, "Now listen, Richard, I want you to go to McComb. I want you to rent your land. And now listen, you don't have time to dress up now. Now that's my business about me dressing up." Didn't have but a few minutes. And that didn't matter. It didn't take but a few minutes. I was going up there looking like a child. I was going up there looking like a bitch. And I went on back and put on my little water suit and my full time shoes and went on the car. You know what I mean? Because I wanted folks to respect me. I saw a man. I was excusing it. I saw a man in the street the other day. And it, you know, all the fresh shakers, right? Right. Oh, you wear a sweatshirt, right, huh? You see the shirt? That's a corduroy shirt. Well, his sweatshirt is just as black as that corduroy. You get what I'm saying? And that's what disrespectful, and I'm just ashamed for it. Because that's just really foolish. Right? My bless you, see? Now, I got something here. This is Brother Crosby's exemption. And this was the only for the election of 1966. This is for election. I don't know how long it lasts. But I know how long the license lasts. Hunt license is less as long as you hold that sticker. Hello, Brother Paul.
I want you to read that to me. What it says, how long it says.
All right. This is Brother Ben Paul. And this is, you don't want to tell how old you are.
Yeah.
7 to 7 years of age. And I accepted from the statement of full time that it is time to vote at whatever precinct you belong to. All primary election for the year 1966. And when the next one, I was seeing on this tip. Now that's the vote for the 1966. Well, and subscribe to me this 18th day of January of 1966.
Hey, that's
young.
That's a wonderful word. Today, what we have come to stress on now, I hate to say this, but I may not get out to say it. We must put the stress on the Meek County members that they should help you and me. Because a minister has a much respect from the other people. If you accept it and put those on that one, then not be a coward that won't ask for your ministry. I said this before. The second class will register every miracle that goes to this church. If that pastor says this is my member, and I want him to do it. Well, you pastor. That gives him the privilege. You give you the privilege to ask your pastor to go with. Like you do it, somebody's gonna be booted anyway. Well, let's quit the unity this way. I'm talking to preachers now. But God's gonna work in his own time. God is working through you and me. Now, I said the other day, and I said the other day that when Moses went up on the mountain, Sinai, to get the law, God made him up there in the clouds. And give him the law. And God went on back to heaven and moved it right on back down that mountain and gave those people the law. He said, what's going to be the law? Huh? Now let me tell you something. God went through men, did not him. God couldn't come down if he could. But if he was to come down tonight and put that one of his spiritual feet upon this earth, this earth would shake and some of that belief would be earthquake right here. I don't need him. I would have kept that. And went with me through spirit out now. You know what I'm talking about. But I went to me. I went to the night. That's it. I thought I had been kind of like me because I'm the secretary of the ministry in the Deacon Institute of the Ministry of the Baptist Association, and I am compelled to be a kid who is sealed up this Saturday and Sunday. And so I'm going to try to be back there before the end of the journey as my brother for the evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Big shot is weak.
hope for us, and maybe they have hope for us. So everybody should come out from our pilgrimage, on this field. And maybe they decide they want to be our representative. And I hope for perfection.
Full cooperation of the Negroes down there.
see how long all the power of Negro is down. Well, I'll be here. Then I will be here. Now, here, the Negro that call it here, you know, it's not to me, but maybe I say, I keep hearing your stage, the lead Negro. I don't like to hear you say this, because that's not good. That's not the lead Negro. These are the tall, regardless of who he is, the minister, the teacher, whatnot. He's not no lead Negro. He's not the tall.
That's right. That's right.
See, they went around and picked these people and put on these FHAs and these. Every Negro you see is only committed to not they are on the tall. And they were. Hold you back, these Negroes will. That's why they got them on you. They will discourage you. Now that's the point. Now here what that do. You know, before the Freeman said that this program must be integrated, they were all fine. And you know how bad it was then. It all was white. You couldn't get no law. You couldn't get no law. But they looked among our people and got your, as you say, your leader. But they got the Uncle Tom. That's who they got. And put on the clothes. And told us, we have our integrated program. And that makes it worse if that type of Negro on that did it worse first.
That's right.
Because he's going to do just what they said. He's not going to give no trouble. He's not going to contrary. Whatever they plan, he's just sitting there. He's going to fall in line. He's going
to
go right with I think what we should do, during 66, is move some of these other towns. Now we can do this. It'll take, you know, a little stirring, a little moving, a little twisting around to do this. Maybe some trips to Washington. And do this. See, I'm knowing what step to take to do this. How to move these. The Reverend had to say a while ago about, I am going to allow y'all. Well, this guy, who is the head of state, there was somebody in Clark, I can't call his name. Father, yes. The head of state. But what he did in Atlanta, Georgia, I was sitting back there. He got up and told about what progress was being made in Mississippi. How the Negro was the type of land that the Negro wanted. The only one small land. None of them wanted $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000. They all wanted a farm loan, you know, $200. And I was sitting there, you know, and I just couldn't sit there and really got out. But then I explained, but I had about a year before then, I had applied for $6,000. And that really burned him up, you see. That really burned him up when I explained that. When I told people, now here, let me tell you this, okay. Now, here's what was taking place.